you pray for. There's been quite a bit said about church this afternoon, and that's just what we're going to preach about. The song that the saints sang there about get on board, the last time I heard that song, I was about 7 or 8 years old, 10 maybe. The Methodist, where my folks used to go, they all belong there. They used to sing that song quite frequently. In fact, I used to open this Sunday service on a Sunday morning for the big Methodist church when I was only 7 years old. That was one of our main songs, the old Ship of Zion. Well, the real Ship of Zion is still around.
Yes, that's right.
She's sailing past my little port and yours. Giving us a chance to get on board.
Amen.
I thank the Lord for He passed by my way and kept preening.
Yes, thank the Lord.
And one day He finally convinced me that you need salvation.
Yes.
I'll be your Savior if you'll let me. Thank the Lord for being in another service this evening. But I'll tell you, I'm kind of disappointed because nobody yielded this morning after all of that good soul-searching message that came forth.
Yes.
Saints, all of you children here, most of these children I would assume are saints children, are kinfolks. You're going to be in trouble if you leave here unsaved. I don't believe in 11th hour salvation, only in one turn. If a man is out, Johnny, in the sectism and have never heard about the truth, he has a pretty good chance, if he'll turn, to get saved at the 11th hour. But the saints' children, kinfolks, loved ones, that's been in meeting after meeting with us, you better forget about 11th hour. You better go to running now, because if God is true, His Word is true, and I believe it is, I believe every bit of it.
Amen.
He says something in the Proverbs letter, that when I called, you refused. I stretched out my hand all day. You didn't even regard it. You rejected my counsels. Counted them as nothing. Walked on over. Some places said counted the blood of the covenant an unholy thing. I believe that's close. Doing despite of the grace. Doing despite unto grace, something like that. May God help us. I feel that some of our children, mine right in a bunch, has heard this so long they've gotten gospel hardened.
That's right.
Oh, I've heard that before. That ain't nothing new. Perhaps you have. Because I don't think there's nothing any preacher in this building could get up here and preach that the saints haven't heard it somewhere. We're not trying to tell anything new. But I want to tell you in the name of the Lord, He spoke this morning about deliverance. If you ever get to heaven, you're going to need what He preached about to get what I'm fixing to preach about, to get in here.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved.
Yeah.
Come in and go out, so forth and so on. And He said again, I have set before you an open door. No man can shut it. He comes back and repeats somewhere that said, I open, and no man shut it. I shut it, and no man open. May God help us this afternoon. I realize that there's quite a few people in here this afternoon, no doubt have heard this before. I feel like I've been thinking and meditating on this last couple of days. There's been quite a bit said about Zion, Mount Zion. This is us. We don't hear too much talk about the Church of God, even in life. You don't hear much talk about it. You can get out here and you can hear about Kmart's and Walmart's and all them other marts, J.C. Penney and Monkey Ward and all that. You can hear a lot about them, fellas. Yard sales down in this way. But you don't hear too much about the Church of the Living Life Saints of God. Brother, the Bible says, somebody quoted that since I've been here,
I believe it's the song leader there.
When he was out as a merchant man looking for goodly pearls, some part of it is, and when he had found one pearl of a great price, he went and sold all that he had and bought the field. This may be my part right here where the pearl is. I don't want nobody buying around close by me. I'll just buy the whole field. Get it all. I used to work for a man, a diamond cutter. One man came to him there one time. He also was a pawn shop. Pawned him a ring. Then right after that, the building caught a fire and burned up a lot of folks' stuff. And I was happening to be in the building when the man come back to get his ring. And when the man brought the ring out, he said, "That's not my ring." He was wanting to get... He said, "My ring was a very expensive ring." But this old man, he'd done deal with that kind before, I'm sure. Crooks. He had a record there of everything about that ring in a big old safe about that high. The fire didn't touch that. He just went back and got him and read him the facts. He shut his mouth and got his ring out and went on his way. Nevertheless, I said that to say this. The foundation of God standeth sure. And having this seal, the Lord know them that are His. And let every one of you, or us, that nameth the name of Christ, depart from iniquity. Get out of the sin business. That's what the church is all about, to separate Christian people from this so-called. And we want to lift up something here this afternoon to give you a choice of it. Someone in here is kind of halted between two opinions. Amen. Yes. I trust the Lord will help me to make this clear by the grace of God that you will be able to see the church of God.
Yes. Amen.
Bless your heart. The writer says she is the only one of a mother.
Amen.
There's not in the world like her. There's nobody like us but some more of us. I'm going to tell you something. This is it. And if this isn't it, you stay with this until it comes, because this is it. May the Lord help us. I believe Jacob, way back yonder in old times, going down to a place, got sleepy, took him a rock for a pillow. We go in some home sometime by somebody offer you a hard pill. I don't like this thing. I wonder if they got something softer than this. But he took a stone.
Yeah.
Made a pillow out of it. And I believe somewhere along there, the Lord showed him a ladder. Standing on the earth and reaching out in heaven. And the angels was going up and down. They're still doing that today. The angels, they come down to bring messages to his saints. They get the saints' prayers and take them up there and get answers to them, bring them back. And Jacob said something like this. The Lord, I said, this is a dreadful place, I believe it is.
Yeah.
And the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not.
Yeah.
This is none other than the house of God, and it is the gate to heaven.
The Lord.
The gate, he didn't say no gates. Is that right, brother? You preachers, you readers. Is that right, Sister Carl? Is that what he said?
Yes, sir. Praise God. I got this here.
All right, read it.
All right. And behold, I am with thee. This is what
Amen.
God said to Jacob, and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land. For I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of. And Jacob awaked out of his sleep, and he said, surely, the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not.
Amen.
And he was afraid and said, how dreadful is this place?
Yes.
This is none other but the house of God.
Amen.
The gate of heaven.
All right. If this is the gate, did it say the gate or a gate?
The gate.
This is the gate. That's indicative of one.
Yeah, that's right.
Everyone would have said a gate, and I've been among gates. But he said, this is the gate to heaven. In other words, children, I'm going to say something. This might sound a little strong. But if you ever get to heaven, you're going to have to get saved and come through the church of God.
Amen.
You'll get through that gate that she read about over there if you ever get to heaven. Salvation is in vain looked for from the hills.
Amen.
May God help us. This is Mount Zion and the church of God. And what makes you the church of God is you live right 6 days a week?
7 days.
7 days a week.
Amen.
And you just go in name. That don't mean nothing. Anybody can make up names. But I'm going to tell you something. Let everyone that nameth the name of Christ, let him depart from iniquity.
Amen.
Well, where does that sin you mustn't sin? You can't have it, fellow, going around. Where he going to happen it? What's going to happen to him? Ain't no such a thing as a sinning Christian.
Amen.
Huh?
Praise the Lord.
No?
Praise God.
Well, they say, well, every mistake you make is a sin. You eat too much is a sin. A mistake is not sin unless you knew the thing was wrong before you went into it. You're not. Is there anyone in here that don't make mistakes? Let me talk to you when I get out of here. But sin is sin, and sin is a known transgression that you know it before you do it. Well, therefore to him that knoweth to do good, doeth it not, to him it's a sin. Bless your heart. If the righteous scarcely be saved, where will the sinner and young God, where will he appear at that day? Children, young folks, every one of you that are not saved, you should have been searching yourself this morning, because the old song said, when the trumpet of the Lord shall sound and time shall be no more, on the resurrection morning bright and fair, when the saints of all ages gather on the golden shore and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We can be there in a place where God will say, come ye blessed of my Father, I've got a place prepared for you since the foundation of the world. Salvation, you're going to have salvation to get in the church of God.
Amen.
Jesus don't let no sinners in, because I'm glad he keeps the door.
Amen.
We got friends and kinfolks, we want them in, we want to see them saved so bad, if we were keeping the door, we'd let some by.
That's right.
The Son of God has no respect of persons.
Yes.
And if we have any, we sin.
Yes.
Ouch. May the Lord help us. Get your Bibles. Read a little bit for us.
Amen.
Someone get Isaiah 33:20. Someone get Psalms 48:2. Revelation 12:1, I believe that's. I believe my eyes are beginning to fail me. After 75 years, I guess they're supposed to go out sometime. I hope they don't, but getting to where I can't see the best. I noticed this morning my hand was shaking. I ain't never done that before. Hand began to shake. I started reading, had a little piece of paper, and I said, I ain't never did that before, as I know of. That's telling me something.
Yes.
Time overflows like a river vast,
yes,
while age on age it is born to the sea. Down this stream we have come at last to see time end in eternity. But there's a verse that it says, oh, joyful day to the faithful soul who walks with Christ in his purity. Last battle of thought, the victory won, he shouts from time to eternity. Oh, come, Lord Jesus. I saw saints die just as happy and just as calm and just as peaceful. And I've seen people die running from the devil. I believe Job said, the wicked shall be driven from the light and chased, driven from the light into the darkness, something like that, and chased out of this world. I saw that in action. It's a sad sight. Children, we may not live. I'd venture to say all this group that's been in this meeting since I've been here, when this meeting closes, we'll never get together again, the same group. Somebody is going to leave here before that time comes around again here next August, I guess. And we need to prepare for eternity. Life is short, time is uncertain, and death is sure. Your days and my days has been appointed, and there's no way around it. May God help us out. I had a sister-in-law very dear unto the family. We grew up together. Went to their house. I said, Marie, we're starting a revival tomorrow evening. This was Thursday evening. I said, we want, like you and your husband and brother, Brother Lewis Williams is going to hold a revival. That's been quite some time back. She said, no. Adamantly. She acted smart. Never seen her do that before. No, I ain't coming. I won't be there. So I kept on talking. No, I'm not coming. I said, well, what's the matter? She'd been attending service. She said, I'm going to stay like I am. So when my husband and my brother go wrong, I can set them straight. I said, sister, you've been married to that man for X number of years, and you've known your brother all your life, and you haven't been able to set him straight up to this point. And what makes you think you're going to set him straight now? Well, I ain't coming. This was about 5 o'clock on a Thursday evening. Friday morning, one of the saints got off work at Firestone and was walking down the hill, about as close to her house as from here. I see another church down the road down the shop of the building. Talked with her a little bit, and he turned to walk off, and she fell dead right there on the streets. Little did she know that I won't be there, but she said it. I'm not coming. Death is sure. Life is uncertain, just as healthy looking as she could be, walking along, going to work. We need to be in the place where that when the death angel knock, and he will knock, and he never misses his man, whomsoever he come for, he'll get him. And so he's on my trail and on your trail. Death is right behind us, as it were. But death don't hold no terror for the child that's saved and sanctified. That don't mean nothing. I had a dream here not too long ago, and I was sick. I don't know what happened. I never had misery like that in my life. I've been sick quite a few times. But every time that pain would hit me, I'd holler. I wouldn't grunt. I'd holler. And it lasted that away from on a Saturday evening through until about Monday night. The devil said, you got cancer. Mm-hmm. You're going to die. I said, well, bless the Lord. If I die, that's what I got saved for, so I can die right. And if I'm going to die, I'm going to have to die anyhow. And I'm going to trust the Lord while I'm dying. I don't intend to turn away from you. This thing works. Somebody has mentioned that several times here today. It works. And it works when you need it. All right, we better read something, I guess. Let's have that Isaiah 33 and 20, whoever have that.
Look upon Zion.
Look up on the Evening Light Church of God this evening at Bakersfield, Ohio. Whatever this address is. Look up on us here this evening. Read on.
The city of Arts and Limits.
Yes.
Thine eyes shall see Jerusalem.
Can you see? Look at here. When the man, somebody read that since I've been here also about Isaiah. And after a certain time, they said, who can we see him? And when that man got fixed up, he said, Lord, here am I, send me.
Yes.
Look upon Zion right here this evening. Can you see her in her beauty and her splendor this evening?
Amen.
Who among you that saw this building or this church in the beginning? When that was written, there was the history shows that some of those brothers and sisters there was should be around 75 years old. They could tell how it happened back yonder. Bless your soul. I know how it happened too. I saw it and I still see it today.
Amen.
Church of God is still, she's established in the top of the mountains. She's exalted above the hills. She lives on the bright hills of glory, and this is Beulah land. Your land shall be called, what is it, Hephzibah, or Beulah, something like that, a place where you can rest from your sins. You're tired of sinning? Come and go with us. We'll do you good all of our days. All of your days.
Yes.
This is Mount Zion. Read on, sister.
Thine eyes shall see Jerusalem.
Thine eyes see Jerusalem.
A quiet habitation.
She is a quiet habitation.
A tabernacle shall not be taken down. Not one of those stakes. Ever be moved. Neither shall any of the cords thereof be broken.
Hallelujah. Brother, this thing is good to me. Sometime my wife, she'd be upstairs in the basement one, I'd be sitting up singing, patting my foot and say, you quit keeping up so much noise. I said, this thing, when it gets in your soul, it gets all in your bones. Can you be still?
Amen.
It gets in a place where it'll get so good sometime you've got to shout. Those feet and those muscle bones lift you up off the ground. You can't be still, not if you're a child of God, if you got it like you ought to have it.
Amen.
Look up on her this evening.
Yes.
All right, now, that scripture, maybe you can help me here. Who saw this house in her first glory? And how do it look to you today? What is it? Somebody find that and read it for us. I thought I had that wrote down somewhere, but I don't know if I did or not. What is it?
Hagar.
Yes, somewhere along there, some of the minor prophets. Read it for us so somebody can find it. May the Lord bless our hearts this evening.
Left among you that saw this house in a first glory.
Amen.
And how do you see it now?
All right, read a little bit for you. Let's see.
Is not in your eyes in comparison of it as nothing.
Come on.
Yet now be strong, O Zerubbabel, and serve the Lord, and be strong, O Jehovah, son of Jacob, the high priest, and be strong, all these people of the
land. I'll read that far up right there. We get a message now about being strong. And you remember when you first got saved? You remember how sweet it was? How eager you was to obey? Just tell me what I need to do. I'm ready to obey. But then after a while, I'm grown too. I'm old as he is. Listen, we are to keep that simple childlike faith and obedience. There is no shortcut for being obedient unto the Word of God.
Amen.
May God help us. We need power in the church of God. It's something that needs to be demonstrated in these last days.
Amen.
And the way to do that is, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you all speak the same thing.
Amen.
That there be no division among you,
amen,
but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind, and in the same judgment.
Amen.
Brother, we are going to have to live. So, what did it say about that song? It said about ankle bone to the leg bone and leg bone to the knee bone. And everyone has a part to play,
amen,
in the church of God.
Yes.
There's no idlers and no real God action. Get up on the front line where the action is.
Amen.
Get up there and fight. Stay up there where it is. Support your pastor, whoever your pastor is here. Lift up his hand. Don't get behind it. Back and backbite him if he happened to make a mistake or grab him by the throat and choke him, as it were.
Amen.
But lift him up and stay with him because he means well.
Amen.
You know there's a scripture, I believe it says, as ye would that men do unto you, do ye unto them likewise, or something like that. If we would obey that, it would be a big help.
Amen.
That's right.
That's the truth.
May God help us. Saints of God, we're going to have to come back to the... We hear Sister Annabelle, she's gone now. She used to sing a song about, let us go back to our Father's praying ground.
Yeah.
I don't particularly care too much about the song, but it gives the message, let us go back. That's indicative of we've left something back here.
Yeah.
Annabelle would rear her head back and sing that so loud. And some situations, we have gotten derailed. You know what derail means? We've gotten derailed.
And it's going to take some wholesale repenting and confessing to get it back on track again. Starting at the top. Look out, preachers. Starting at the top, coming down. I thank the Lord for meeting some good saints out here. I believe you're saved just like anyone else. But there is some room at the top we need to move. Because we are satisfied with kind of a mediocre, whatever you call it, just halfway. I got saved and I'm doing just fine. That's not enough.
Amen.
You're going to have to leave that place and get out of there, because that's an unsaved place if you stay too long.
Amen.
Remember what the old prophet lied to another prophet and carried him back home with him. God had told him to go down this way, come back that way. Don't eat while you're down there. Don't stay all night.
That's right.
The old man went, overtook him. I'm a prophet just like you.
Yeah.
Look out now.
Yeah.
And he told him, an angel told me to tell you to come back. Bless your heart. If the Bible says don't do it, I don't care. Gabriel or whoever come around to tell you to do it. The Lord said not to do it, and you better leave it alone.
That's right.
The Holy Ghost or the Holy Ghost don't cross God's word.
That's right.
There are three distinct beings, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, and they all agree on the same thing.
Amen.
Didn't he say I and my Father are one?
Yes.
Amen.
My angel told me till he come back. He went on down there somewhere and sat down under an oak tree. And a lion killed him out there. I believe Moses said somewhere, you've tarried too long in a certain place. It's time to move. It's dangerous to get saved and sit down.
Amen.
May God help us this evening.
Amen.
We've lost some zeal.
Amen.
We've lost some... Can't say what I want to say. Let me see if I got it wrote down here somewhere. Oh, I guess I don't. But anyhow, zeal, when you get saved, you get the sweetness and the joys of for heaven in your soul, and that zeal will make you want to do anything I can do to satisfy or please God and be a blessing unto the church of God.
Amen.
All right? We've lost that somewhere. I don't know what happened. But back yonder, the old timers, they preached this thing regularly, what you need to do, and people come in among us. They knew when they come up here to get saved, they knew what they was going to have to do. But today, they can come up with anything, wear it on, get on. If you get by here, you're going to have problems. The Lord said, sell all.
Yes.
I was in Florida, I think, me and Brother Egbert. Sister came to get saved. She tarried on it quite a whit, and finally she went and got all of her rings and all them chains around her neck, threw them over there on the altar. And I thought sure she had hit the rock, because it took her so long to decide. But it wasn't too long, I understand. She went back and asked one of the sisters, asked Sister Bonnie Wright, I believe, where my rings at? She didn't get delivered. When you get delivered, you don't want that stuff. That stuff goes out the window with the rest of that trash.
Amen.
I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire. Something's going to stand the judgment shock. Children, the judgment shock is closer than what many of us think. We get to thinking, I got a long time to live. But I conducted a funeral, I mentioned that the other day, with a casket just about that long. And something tells me and you there was a small child in there.
Yeah.
All right. It's best to trust God and die, than put your trust in the arms of flesh and then lose your soul.
Yes.
Blessed is the man put his trust in God. I believe that's what it reads. And then somewhere close to that it says, cursed is the man that trusts in man, make flesh his arms, whose heart had departed from God. Listen, the church of God, bless God, look upon Mount Zion, 48 and 2 Psalms. May the Lord bless us this evening, because God This is the only organization that's going to operate when eternity sets in.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
Yes.
Don't go to sleep on me.
Amen.
Get up, walk the floor some. Wash your face. Pray for me. You see, it's kind of hard on a fellow. I know this is a service. People get eat and get full. You know, I ain't calling you no dog, but I do it myself. So old hound, your first time when you get him full, the first thing he want to do is get under a shade tree somewhere and go to sleep. Don't go to sleep on him. Pray for him. It's hard to preach up here to people when setting up so many hills asleep. If you don't need this today, you will need it. All right, 48 and 2 Psalms, Ruth.
Beautiful for situation.
Amen.
The joy of the whole earth.
She is the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion.
On the sides of the north.
Amen.
The city of the great king.
Brother, he said it's the joy of the whole. Why don't we talk about it?
Lord help us. Amen.
You know, if we got something good, we'd love to talk about this thing. I was needing an automobile back in the East, yes, back in 85. Car going bad, and had a call out up close to Duluth, Minnesota to run a meeting. Didn't know whether the old car was going to make it or not. Brother Humphrey created a surprise visit and said, Brother Bruin, don't be asking for no used car, ask him for a new one. Well, I said, well, that do sound good. He said, Lord gave me a new one. And right then, this was on a Friday, some man that's not saved, but he's a friend to the church, to the saints, he had parked a brand new station wagon with 10 miles on the speedometer in my driveway, gave the keys to my son-in-law. Tank of gasoline was full. Insurance was paid up for 12 months. And no, they ain't telling me nothing. When I got home, my wife said, there's a car in that garage. I said, oh, that's just a reflection from this car. When we were driving, looked just like that one in there. I went on in the house. I got my stuff went on in the house. And after a while, I heard her say, it is a car in this garage. Well, he ain't done like this then. I goes out there and hear this spank, brand new, 9-passenger station wagon in my garage. And my son-in-law had the keys. I said, look out, Wisconsin, we coming now. This other old car had 179,000 miles on it. Here I got a brand new one. I don't need no more cars. I figured the ones I got another one just as good as that one. Lady gave it to me here about around Christmas time. Did a job for her, and she paid me. I charged her $325. She said, take the car too. You can have it. So I don't need no more cars. If I can keep these two running, I'll be all right. But what I'm going to say is, God has promised, somebody said that here today, I believe it was, the Lord is abundantly above and able to supply your every need according to His riches in glory. Be encouraged, saints. You that are saved, stay saved. Don't back up. Keep pressing the battle forward. Don't. When you back up, let's see what that song said. One of them songs said, never yield a step in the hardest fight. God may send you some help if you stay in there. God will send you help from the realms of light, right down from God out of heaven. He has promised I'll be a wall of fire round about them, and everything is scared of fire. Them spirits, you get enough fire in your soul. I thank God for the church of God. You know, at one time the Bible speaks something about men slept, and the devil sold tales of what. And if you remember, it said, the sun went down at noon, talking about us. And after a while, brother, on the day of Pentecost, hallelujah, she came out of the wilderness with fire.
Yeah.
Had the fire, the Holy Ghost fire, burning up all the rubbish and the stuff that was wrong. And she came out fighting. She came out and there were so many souls were getting saved, the old heathen kings and heathen priests and high priests and all, they got mad.
Praise the Lord.
But let me tell you something. I thought about that when someone read a scripture this morning about, I will baptize you with water. In Matthew 3:11, I may not have it just exactly right. But there stand one among you. He was before me, so forth and so on. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire.
Amen.
We need some more fire, children.
Amen.
Because if you get enough fire in your soul, it's going to help you in the long run to get rid of some things.
Yes.
Jesus said, they are not of this world, even as I am not of this world.
Yes.
Do you believe Jesus? Are you satisfied with everything you do if Jesus walked up there and joined you in your conversation?
Yes.
Watch out now. Don't answer too quick. He is the unseen guest at every table, and he's the silent listener to every conversation.
Amen.
By thy words, you're going to be justified, or by thy words, you're going to be condemned. Watch and pray the Lord command us.
Yes, Lord.
God help us. Look upon Mount Zion, the city of the great King. She is the joy of the whole earth, and I love to talk about it. I love to talk about Mount Zion. And so, she's still the joy of all the earth. But God knows, and God said, we need to lift it up.
Amen.
Don't let this thing go down and drag around in the dirt. When you do something you got no business doing, you hurt everybody in the church. The repercussions or whatever you call them, it comes all the way out, John, when you do something you ain't got no business doing.
Amen.
That is a place that we can get in God. We don't have to do that.
Amen.
Where shall I be when the trumpet sounds? When it sounds so loud that it wake up the dead, where shall I be? We ought to be asking ourselves that question. Because it's going to sound. All right. Let me see. Did I give out anything else?
Revelation
12:1. All right. That's all right. Read that. That's something about the wilderness, I believe.
There appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun.
Hallelujah.
And the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars.
Brother, a great wonder in heaven.
Yeah.
She's blameless, without spot or wrinkle. She's still the same yesterday, today, and forever. Because Jesus is our oldest brother. In a sense, he's our father. And in a sense, he is the body of Christ. And every believer are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. And we see a motto in the home sometime, I wouldn't want to do anything that I wouldn't want to be done if Jesus walked in.
Amen.
That's true.
That ought to be a true saying in every child of God's heart.
That's right.
When he said, they are not of this world, even as I am not of the world, he meant the saints of God are not partakers. They are not carried away with this stuff here in the world. You let the unions carry the sign and you carry the life. Hallelujah. See, they get out and demonstrate real quick now and take up their placards and I'm the AFL-CIO, this, that, and the other. But let them demonstrate and carry the sign, and you carry the life. Holy, dear brethren, we must be holy.
Yes.
All right, let's move on here. Let me see here. May the Lord bless us. He read Haggai there about who's seen this house in her first glory, I believe. And how does she look now? Children, that same simple childlike faith you had in God, the night I got saved, they sung that song here at the 4:40 today. I got saved. They didn't have to tell me nothing about what I had to go and throw away. All them old detective magazines and them checkerboards and dominoes and dice and cigarettes and coffee and, look out, all this stuff. Coca-Cola, Pepsi-Cola, they go with it too. That's not good for you. That stuff like to kill me one time also. Pepsi-Cola. I was where I didn't have to pay for it, and it was real hot like it is here. And I drank that Pepsi, and you pop a bottle there, and that ice, little foamy stuff would pop up in there. And I drank so much of that stuff, it'd like to kill me. If you'd have walked up behind me and punched me up in my back around my, I'd have went to my knees. It was just that sore. That stuff would kill you. And listen, if it takes a pint of whiskey to make you drunk, and you don't drink but a half a pint, you're half a pint drunk. So it's best to don't fool with it. Just leave it alone. The Lord surely will deliver you from all that stuff. And He will enroll your name down upon the Lamb's Book of Life where it's safe and secure. But that's only found in Mount Zion. Right across the page there it said, God is in the midst of her, and she shall not be moved. Brother, this is solid, and it's going to stand. The old ship of Zion, that song, I thought about that when I was a child, when they were singing it. Here it is. Here it is right here. You stand on the Word of God, because Isaiah 40 and about 8 or 9, somewhere along, it says about this and that shall pass away. But the Word of God shall stand forever.
Amen.
It's not going to change. But we sometimes, people get to a place where they know so much and they begin to change, don't believe like they used to. But God help us. God is in the midst of her. And I believe that if we are living in touch with God,
yes.
that's why we teach you need to be saved and sanctified. In a justified state, you're liable to get into something before you know it. But you'll get to think around someday in a sanctified life, and the Lord will warn you, brother, you can't do that.
Yes, that's true.
He dwelleth with you, and He shall be in you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Since the day of Pentecost, He dwells within.
Yes.
Yes. May God help us, because He said that when the day of Pentecost was fully come, there was thus and thus, and so many was there gathered together in the upper room, and after a while, He said there was a great noise from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. It filled the house and it set upon all of them. God's church is not fully complete until all of His members are saved and sanctified.
Amen.
Every one of them. That's a necessity. And when you do it, you are then ready to say amen to the will of God.
Amen.
Justified state, you're going to get off and murmur a little bit. God said somewhere, murmur not among yourselves. All right. The church of God. God bless us. Let's see. Numbers 23, 8 through the 10th. Someone get that for us. And someone get 2 Timothy 4, 1 and 2. Someone get Isaiah 1, 27. Eh? Try to rush you and cut off somewhere. Numbers 23:8. Whoever have that, read it. Anybody. You young folks, you got good eyes and got Bibles in hand. Get, stir yourself. Do something.
Amen. Numbers what?
How shall I curse whom God hath not cursed?
How shall I curse whom God hath not cursed?
How shall I defy whom God hath not defied?
Amen. Read on.
From the top of the rocks I see Him.
I see Him from the top of the rocks.
From the hills I beheld Him.
From the hills I behold Him.
Lo, the people
shall
dwell alone.
Lo, the church of God in Bakersfield shall dwell alone.
They shall not be reckoned among the nations.
Hallelujah, that's far enough. The nations ain't going to count you if you live like saints live. This is a holy nation. A peculiar people. Zealous of good works. And the nations will not count you if you live like the old time saints. Who among you that saw this house the first time around? I believe that brother's older than I am, about my age anyhow. Sister Clark's getting up in age, she told us. She know how it was. But now, can you tell about it now how it looks? See, the Son of God is in this thing now. Solomon was back down building that old temple. But he said, the Queen of Sheba, I believe, has come from the uttermost parts of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And when she got on there, she said, I heard in my country about you, but the half ain't never yet been told. And now Jesus said, behold, a greater than Solomon is here. Oh, the strong man, the author and the finisher of our faith, he's here. Now Solomon is gone. You know, Solomon, the Bible said Solomon was the wisest man ever lived, and he didn't have sense enough to stay away from strange women.
Amen.
He did, and that's what got him in trouble. Why, me and Bill Hill know better than that. Here he is, the wisest man I believe had ever lived up to that time. And he didn't have sense enough to stay away from strange women. It got him in trouble. Samson, with all of his power, strange women got him into trouble. So you see, whiskey and women is the devil's chief bait. She must have done something to make him look down. So she guilty too. Watch out. This is old time. Brother, and you young brothers and young sisters that are living here in this congregation, and if you don't care where you live, when I got saved, and a young man would go to another young brother's house and he was gone, don't tell him. Get away from that. They trusted you, but they don't let your good be evil spoken of, and you are dealing with a devil. Young brother go to another young brother's house and the wife is there. Come on in, Brother Sam. No, I'll be back. Amen. Keep moving. Amen. Keep yourself pure. Amen. May the Lord help us, because the devil is out to trap you any kind of way he can. And I heard Sister Chandler one time, I was in a meeting, and she preached a message on long-range plans. The devil has got some long-range plans for you and I.
That's right. Yes.
If I don't get him today, I ain't going to quit. I'm going to still try. Yes. And when you come down there and consecrate your life to God and give your heart to God and get saved, don't you know he's coming back to try you to see if you still believe like you did when you was down there the first time? Yes. We're talking about Mount Zion.
Yes.
The one that they that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be moved, but abideth forever. And as Jerusalem, those old mountains around Jerusalem, back in the old days, as the mountain was around Jerusalem, so is the Lord around about his children. I don't know what it said henceforth, but it means from now on out. This is Mount Zion, and we need to talk about it. We need to tell about what you got on hand. If it's not good to you, then I'll tell you, I've got some advice. We need another dip. That's what her grandfather used to say, Sister Grime. Her grandfather said, you need another dip. You can get dipped enough that you won't have to get dipped no more. You can stay clear of that stuff. But there is a way that's free from sin. And that's the kind of person that God is looking for. He's looking for a holy, a pure, and a clean. You know, I've heard it said, how do you white folks and black folks get along so well? We've been purified.
Amen.
Been purified, made white and dry. That's the reason why we get along. There's not a adulterous eye in the church of God nowhere, from the rise of the sun to the going down there. Not a one. Not in the church of God. Bless God for salvation. She shall not be numbered among the nations.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you something. Who will suffer with the Savior? Take the little that remain.
Amen.
We are going to have to lay aside, give up this and give up that. We do it voluntarily. And the secret of the whole thing is loving the Lord thy God with all of thy heart, all of thy soul, all thy mind, and all thy strength, and your neighbor as yourself. If you can come to the place where you love God with all of your heart, that means that takes in all of your affections, all your wants, and all your desires, because I love God, and there's nothing too great for me to lay aside. Listen, the old timers, they had a purpose, they had a reason, they had a burden, and no sacrifice was too great or too small to pay, because when they held a meeting, they was out to save souls. They didn't spare nothing. So, you and I, we need to get back to that place again where we'll carry a greater burden for the lost around us, and nothing will be too great, no sacrifice for us to make for to get a soul snatched out of the fire, out of the burning, out of sin.
Amen.
All right, let's see. Got to move on here. What did I call another scripture out, did I not? 127.
I think I might be able to quote that one. For Zion shall be redeemed with judgment and a converse with righteousness.
I believe that's close. So we're going to have to go there, leave it alone. But anyhow, may God bless us.
We need a vision tonight.
Yes.
And a burden and a purpose in view. Saints, young children, you young ones just saved back there. I don't know who you are. But when I got saved, all of the young saints went to the meeting house with a little notebook, a tablet or something, and a pencil. And what was said, they would write it down. And it takes young saints to start out and get yourself settled and established so you can grow older gracefully.
Sometimes get saved and
2 weeks is kind of long. Where's Brother Sam? I hope nobody here named Brother Sam. If you do, I ain't talking about you. But then they go to say, well, you don't have to go no further. Well, he done quit. Anytime you dig until you hit the rock, Brother Sam and Brother Nobody else ain't going to take you off that easy. Because you've gotten something that's good to your soul. We got a little girl who lives in Cleveland, Ohio. She used to be in Akron. She's highly retarded. You saints from around Los Angeles, remember Novi Johnson? Sister Johnson had a little retarded daughter.
Yeah.
Novi got saved one time and said, Brother Bruno, I want to be baptized. And she's highly retarded. She can't read or write. But you can call any song in this book and she'll find it about quick as you will. All right. We went up there one day. Her and Brother Fuller had about 5 or 6 normal teenagers to baptize. We all went out in the water together. Those normal children, when they were baptized, they headed for the bank. Out on the dry ground. And when I baptized that child, you know what she done? She said, praise God, I've been baptized. And you go there right now. I was there with me and my wife and children was there not long ago. That child was sitting in there, 3 or 4 great big old television around in the living room and one in the dining room and one back there where she's sleeping. And I said, where's Zenobia at? She back there. Y'all can go back there. Sitting up there with her Bible and her songbook. Every time I've ever went there, that's what you found her with. She's getting something from God. God knows how to deal with every individual.
Amen.
And that's what he's doing with that child. Now may God bless you and I. Me and you are normal, we say. But Brother Chandler used to say there's a streak of insanity about all of us. Ain't none of us got good sense. But we say, we think we know. And here this child, this abnormal, and she every day, she used to live right close to Sister LeGuerne Shaw, some of you know her, Sister Fuller. Used to live just a house or two up, and we used to. They had some sons, and they got to the place where they wouldn't call their sons. They'd always call me and my wife to come up there and help them out or go do this and that. And Noby got saved, and some old saint told me, said, I wouldn't fool that girl. She don't know what she's talking about. All them children don't know what they're talking about. Listen. Children got more sense than you think they got.
Right.
You don't believe it, you got to do something you ain't got no business doing. They know too. Years ago, you could fool people. Oh, long time ago, you'd fool them, but you can't fool these children now. They know you when you're living right, and they know you when you're not living right.
Amen.
May God help us tonight. Talking about the Church of God, there's about 4 or 5 German people out in the country from Sandusky. About 4 of them, I guess it was. And they saw one of our sisters there, how she dressed and how she conducted herself and on her job. They begin to ask questions. You church, are you tongues? No. We believe in holiness. So they came to our place. Come, they looked, she said, this is just what we're looking for. 2 old sisters and 1 husband, 1 daughter and granddaughter. And
I went out there. They invited me to come out and preach to them. Didn't have no pastor. I pastored them for about 3 years. They wanted a pastor of their own. I couldn't tell them you don't need a pastor. But I went as far to tell them, I said, if you get a pastor out here that's not saved and sanctified, you are going to have trouble on your hand. But I felt like telling you don't need a pastor. Not at this time. But anyhow, when they got this pastor, now they was just getting weary with paying those big rent bills out there, and there's only one man among the bunch. And I believe in our soul today they was going to take a stand with us, because they say it often. In fact, they went to Dallas, Texas, scattered out down there. Brother Bruno's our pastor. Germans. So when they come back, one white fella asked her, said, Miss Cronin, if you die, you going to let the preacher up here conduct your funeral? She says, that are not a preacher out in this area. No way. I want him to say nothing about me. I got a black man down there in Sandusky. I want him to preach my funeral. And they told me that. I bucked my eyes. It sounds real to me. And brother, them folks are saved. But they've gotten a preacher in there now that don't have it. I had my eyes set on them saints that taking a stand with us, and now they was right close. They got a great big campground with cabins and all the works. Nice place. And when he got in there, he went the other way. They got a nice one up in Michigan up there somewhere. I never been to that one. But what I'm saying, we need to get our eyes set on the star portals of glory,
yes,
and on the Son of God and on the way He went.
Amen.
And go back to the old basic fundamentals like we had back yonder, and you'll get it straight. Down here this evening time, there's a lot of imitations.
Yes.
Are you off the holy remnant? Gather to the King of Peace.
Amen.
God bless you and help you out. I'm just about ready to quit. I'm not finished. But we are dangerously too close to the world. I love you, and I'm just reading, I'm telling you the truth.
Amen.
I may never see you again. I don't know. Hope I do. But worldliness puts cracks in the dike. It weakens your foundation.
Yes.
Sometimes you call the Lord and He don't come like He should. And you need to get around, and the Bible said, examine yourselves and see whether you're in the faith or not.
Amen.
Look among your goods.
Yeah.
Well, our pastor, he knew her way back then, one of the old timers. One time she was in a certain place back out here, and she looked up and looked out the window, and she saw great big fat oxen coming down over the mountain. And the Lord told her, that's the ministry. Some of them is compromising. Children, let's see, 2 Timothy. Who had that? I gave that to somebody. 2 Timothy 4. 1, 2, and 3, something like that.
I charge thee therefore before God.
I give you a charge and before God. This is Paul talking to Timothy. And before Jesus Christ, He's looking in too. He's going to judge the saved and the unsaved.
And His kingdom.
Preach the word. Amen. Be instant. Be ready. If you don't feel good, or if you're out of sin, a lot of things. But preach it anyhow. Preach the word, not a word. He said, preach the word. Reprove. Reprove. Didn't he say something about reprove a scorner? You get yourself a blot or something like that? But you rebuke a wise man and he will yet increase in learning.
Right.
How many wise men in here tonight? Keep your hands down. Don't. May God bless them. Because rebuke a wise man and he'll yet increase in knowledge.
Amen.
A saint of God is to love you more when you tell him about his faults. But if you go to David, said something about they shoot their lips out. Tell them something, they shoot their lip out at you. And if you go tonight or any other night, When the gospel is being preached and you go to feeling funny in certain areas, you need help right there.
Amen.
That's what the gospel is for. It's not for entertainment.
Amen.
It is to pull the cover off of sin, off of wrongdoing, and to show you your need before you leave here. That's what it's for.
Yes.
It's not to tickle your ears. It's
Amen.
The gospel of Jesus Christ is to uncover yourself to yourself so you'll do something about it.
Yes.
I charge thee. Let's see, if somebody give you a charge, that means I'm paying you to do this, and suppose you don't do it. I'd look crazy, and they'd look at me like they'd think I was crazy if I'd walk down here to one of these factories and have never worked there and tell them I'd come after my check. And there's coming a payday. Right to Mount Zion, there's coming a payday. There's going to come a settlement one of these days. Be not deceived. God is not mocked.
Amen.
Therefore, whatsoever a man soweth, that's the thing he's going to reap.
Amen.
Mount Zion, we're still talking about Mount Zion.
Rebuke.
Exhort
with all long suffering and
doctrine.
For the time will come.
It's already here.
Yes.
Read on.
When they will not endure sound doctrine.
All right.
But after their own lust, shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears.
Just a little bit more there.
And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables.
Listen. That time has already come.
Yes.
And it also says in another place, little children, let no man deceive you by any means. For that day shall not come upon you except there come a falling away first.
Amen.
We are living now in the day of falling away. I mentioned yesterday a great shaking. God is shaking things. And the things that cannot be shaken off is going to remain. But sad to say that some people are being shaken off. You can't blame God for it, because I see when the Bible said God is faithful in all of His doings. No, I'm grown too. I know what I want to do. You can't tell me. Children, you got to get your feelings under the blood.
Amen.
Because as a situation today, we're too easy to get hurt. Didn't Paul say something about quit your leg, men, quit your leg, be strong, something like that? And he said, when I was a child, I spake as a child, I acted like one, I done what a child do. But when I become a full-grown man, I put away childish things. And we got a little great-grandbaby. She's 4 years old. She can get mad so quick, and then before you can turn around, good, everything's all right. Our feelings, we don't operate on feelings. Your feelings and your emotions will go up and down in all kind of ways. But people are, generally speaking, too easy to get hurt. You can say things, and they get hurt, and sometimes I ain't going back no more.
Yeah.
Baby, child, foolishness and play.
Amen.
But if you get this thing down in your soul, back in Oklahoma, I grew my first 20 years out there. They got what you call the old red oak tree that grows in the bottom, down around the river bottoms. And I saw some storms go through Oklahoma and cut a path out through there, and everything in that pathway was left down on the ground when he was gone. But the old oak tree, he's still steady. Like a rock in the billows, I would feel it stay, or something like that, you see. The old oak, they don't blow. You've never seen one of them blow up off the ground. I don't believe I have. And I'm going to tell you why. If somebody ever tell you, brother, I'll pay you $50 to dig that root out of that tree out by the root. The old oak tree, just below the ground, they got a root there they call the tap root. And it's as large as that tree is. And if you're going to get yourself into trouble, you promise, yeah, I'll do it for $50. You're going to be sorry. But may God help us. The Bible said, after you have settled a while, I'll strengthen you,
amen,
I'll settle you, and I'll establish you.
Yes.
Do you want to go to heaven?
Yes,
You're going to have to get in the church of God. Never meet. Here's something else I want to say. A lot of the saints' children leave the church of God and go join St. John, this, that, and the other. The saints' children that have heard this truth cannot get saved over yonder.
It's kind of strong, but that's a fact. Because you know better.
If you didn't know any better, it would be a different story, but you know better. And if you go out of here and think you're going, well, I don't have to do what they do. I can get saved over yonder. Over yonder. You better watch over yonder. You'll get in trouble. God help us. Let's see, there's something else I was trying to find. Oh, yes. Here in Deuteronomy, the 7th chapter, and the 6th verse, it says, "For thou art an holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God has chosen thee to be a special people unto himself above all people that are upon the face of the earth." You believe that? Or did he just fill up space? "The Lord did not set his love upon you, nor choose you because ye were more in number than any people. For ye were, and is tonight, among the religious realm, the church of God is still the fewest of all people." You can see these folks out here because this easy believism stuff, humanistic practices, and all these things, you can do anything you want to and still be a member of this church. I thank God that I ain't got no church. Wouldn't know what to do with it if I had it. And I'll stay in this one here if I behave myself. Amen. And may God bless you and I. You either get in the church of God and live and serve God and go home to heaven when you leave here, or you're going to be lost. Don't do me like somebody else did me here not too long ago. Say, "Brother Bruno, come way out here trying to tell us how to run this place." I'm not trying to do that. But I'm going to tell you one thing. In Jeremiah 6 and 16, it says, "Stand in the ways." A lot of ways. "And inquire for the old paths. And when you have found it, walk therein. But they said, we will not walk therein." All right, in those ways, may the Lord help us. He said, "Stand in the way. Get out here." People that want to get saved today, if they would put themselves to some trouble and begin to ask God about the situation instead of go asking Jack Johnson and Mary Sue this, that, and all them kind of fellas. And if you stand out here and inquire for the old path, where is the good way? Well, I talked to Brother Joe down the street down here, and he said nobody can live like that. Rub him out altogether.
Amen.
Then you stop over here to Mother Sue's place, and she said, "Oh, nobody can do like that. Rub her out too." Yeah. Try this one down here. He said, "Well, I tried. It ain't nothing to him. Rub him off too." And here's Brother Smith. I hope nobody here named Brother Smith. And he tell you all them folks that's fanatic, rub him out too. But I'm going to tell you something. When you get tired of running, that's what I told my son-in-law. He run. They've been all through Cleveland, him and my daughter and my grannies, grandchildren, here and yonder, running here and yonder. They stay over there, they make them mad, and then they go over here. And he wanted to talk to me about it. He said, "If I was living close to Sandusky, I'd be in your congregation." So I didn't say yeah or nay. I just listened at him. Then he come down to the house and begin to question me. So when I got to the place, I said, "Son, your problem is your soul is looking for truth." I said, "And when you get tired of running, we'll be waiting on you down at the Evening Light Church of God on Thornton Street. We'll be waiting on you down there." Well, that broke up the conversation. People do not want all of the truth. But if we ever see the pearly gates, we are going to have to do what the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords say. He's the origin of all these good things. And he is the ruler and the governor. And he is our king. and whatever he say, go. Children, young people, I'm sure there's some of you here today are thinking about, I'm going to get grown, I'm going to get me a family, I'm going to get my own place, I'm going to leave home. The scripture speaks about over there, let's see, it's in Proverbs somewhere, but anyhow, if you let God give you a husband or a wife, he'll treat you right. But it also speaks about over there somewhere about them bears and them lions, them wolves and foxes and so on. He's going to scratch you or claw you one. Because when you go out there and pick one, you don't know how to pick him or her. And may God bless us. If God give you, if there's a man or woman in your life, and if he or she is for you, you'll get them. And children, you young ladies, don't run after these men to get you. Don't run. Don't go nowhere looking for a husband.
Amen.
Let him come to you.
Amen.
God help us. But in Mount Zion, we see where the bear and the lion and the calf and the kids, all of them can play together. He takes out the fight. That old lion, old man with the old loud voice, he's roaring around you. God takes that away from him.
Amen.
He become a lamb. God can take a horse thief and save him and make a saint out of him.
Amen.
And if he do, he'll act right. Children, let's stay with Mount Zion. Don't go nowhere. Even if you should happen to get saved and then backslide, don't leave. Because God is in this place. And you never know when I might be sitting there at the right time the Lord will call me back.
Yes.
Don't leave. This is a good place.
Yes.
The saints will do you good all your life. Now you pray for us. I ain't finished by any means. I wish I had another hour, but I'll cut off here. Who's that? May the Lord help us.
Yes.
The old timers, 2 hours of preaching was a common thing. And we sit and listen to it and just kept on eating and drinking. But today, night service, you start about, get a preacher in the pulpit around 8 o'clock, and if he's not finished at 9, they go to squirming in their seats and they're going to leave. But may God bless us. We never know when this is the last time we'll be in here. You pray for us. I'm just talking about Mount Zion, the Church of God in Bakersfield. And part of Akron is down here too. Your brother in tribulation. Pray for us. Because this is right. This is it. May the Lord help us because there ain't no more. You ain't find no more like her. Nobody like us but some more of us. And I noticed in that little old paper that they sent out from out here somewhere, we shouldn't use the word exclusive. Bless your heart. The Church of God is exclusive.
Amen.
There is none like her in all the earth, but some more of us. And I would call that exclusive.
Amen.
Jesus Christ himself is the head. He gives all of the orders. And my thoughts are not your thoughts. And my ways are not your ways. They're high. They're up yonder. We think earthly down here. But Jesus come here for one thing, that to seek and save that which was lost. And to sanctify the believers. Seal them up. So they can be kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation. Ready to be revealed in the last time. Amen.